The clock says 12, and the Vikings are huddled up on our sideline. The Rams are huddled on their sidelines. Wes, it's Friday night football right here at Martin Stadium.
In South Georgia, and there ain't no better place to be.
With your call, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Wild Bill Osborne. And folks, we could turn into a love fest, but this broadcast does not happen with the efficiency and the quality that it is without Wild Bill. If you knew the hours he put in every night after work, getting home, putting this thing together.
Guys to my left, too, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, and
Chuck Lawrence. And we couldn't do it without Marty Rogers down on the sideline.
That's it.
All right, we're ready to kick it off. Back deep, Nick Bergman on one side.
You got Tyquan in the middle.
And Jordan Williams on the far side. Newton set to kick off. That is number 35. Puts his foot into it. Short kick. Tyquan takes it at the 20. I'm sorry, Williams at the 20, and there's a flag down. I think we're going to have there.
What does that mean?
One official, the first time I've seen this, the official first signaled delay of game, and then he signaled offside. So Newton will have to back it up and kick it again. So all the Newton folks who are listening on the broadcast.
Right here on MyKicksCountry.com.
We would like to welcome you. Just remember, this is a Lounge High broadcast. We're not homers, but we do get excited about the Vikings. And I wish I had number 35's name. I've got him on the roster, but there's no name on the roster.
We'll get that for you in just a moment.
That is Harris Stamps.
Thank you, man. Stamps puts his foot into it. Tyquan takes it up about the 23. He's across the 25. Comes near side by one man at the 30. 35, 40. Turns up field. He's at the 50. At the 40. It's a foot race. One man's got a bead on him. And they run him down. They're going to mark him down at the 13. But there's a flag back at the 35.
Let's see. That comes at about a place that's offsides again, it looks like, against the Rams. We'll see. Oh, that's their tee. That's not a flag.
Oh, what's their
tee?
That
was their tee, not a flag.
And they say he ran out of bounds, not at the 13. They mark him back at the 18. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 18-yard line. And this is the senior 37-yard return.
59-yard return.
Oh, sorry, 59-yard return. It's the senior Alex Stevenson will slide under center as we go to the wing tee. They're in a five-man front. We've got a man in motion, and we give it to number 37. That is Telvin Brown.
On the tackle for the Rams, number 5, and that is Joe Rocket. What a name.
And we'll actually lose 3 yards back to the 21-yard line.
If you name your child Rocket, or that's his last name, but you got to play sports.
You got to play sports. Second and 12 from back at the 21. Kelvin Orr in the backfield along with Bergman. We're in the wing tee. Put Bergman in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Counter play. Oh! Telvin Brown. He gets to the 20. Had a hole and got tripped up by one of the Newton Ram players. Fumbled the ball but fell back on it. So we'll have Bill about a third and 11.
Yeah, he just, as he was coming through, just lost his feet, tripped through there. Nobody tackled him. He just lost his feet.
We bring Kenny Moore to our side of the field. We send twins to the far side. Stevenson in the shotgun. Four-man front. Linebacker up tight on our side of the field. Drops back in coverage. Stevenson rolls right. Looks. Throws the ball. And the catch is made on the far side for a first down. And
we'll get you a number here in a minute.
That's number 31, Brandon Roberts.
And he's run out of bounds by number 5, Joe Rocket. And that was just enough. Or where they're marking, they may be not going to mark him enough for a first down, Wes. It is very, very close. Give us just a moment.
Looking at it, and
they're marking it right at the 9-yard line, and they're going to need to measure that. That's going to be, and it's on the side of the field. It's across from us on the side of the field where the sticks are.
Go ahead.
10:28 here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings threatening here inside their own 10, trying to get a first down here, and that is a first down. So the Vikings have it first and goal now at the 9-yard line.
Coach is signaling in play saying, let's go. clock will start as soon as they set the box down. In the shotgun. Stevenson keeps one man in the backfield with him. They're at an eight-man front. High snap. Right up the middle.
That's number 37.
Yep, that's 37. That is Telvin Brown, one of the TNT guys. Telvin Brown and Telvin Orr.
Tackled by number 99, Trevion Richardson.
Orr comes off. Nick Bergman checks back in. You'll have Telvin Orr at one wing back. Bergman in the backfield. Two receivers. That's Williams and Brandon Roberts to our side. Takes a snap, gives it to Bergman up the middle off one man, two, still on his feet, spins into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman. And the Vikings go up with a score with 9:50 here in the first quarter.
That's Seth Carlo on. He's up over the ball. Gonzalez on to attempt the extra point. And Luke Mazarek will hold.
They swung the gate, so they will kick it here.
Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead it 7-0. Gonzalez set to kick off. Back deep is Toyas Avery and Aaron Pierce. Pierce to our side. High end-over-end kick. Avery takes it at the one, drops it, picks it up, and there come the Vikings, and we have him at the five-yard line.
We may have even got him at the four. It'll be tackled for the Vikings. Looks like number 38, Dante Robinson. Go ahead, Taylor.
Your Page Heating and Air stat report. The last drive for the Vikings, five plays, 18 yards, resulted in a five-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman. Lyon Tie Vikings lead 7-0, 9 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Got an updated score. Tiff County leads Houston County 21-0 in the first quarter. So the Blue Devils on a roll, 21-0 over HoCo in the first quarter.
And Pittman brings the Rams to the line of scrimmage. Keeps one back in the backfield with him. Gives it to the tailback over the left side, and he'll get a yard before he runs into a host of crimson jerseys.
Yeah, and coming up off the bottom of that pile, Tyquan Lang and number 31, Brandon Roberts.
Our Vikings know we have got to stop that big offensive line of Newton.
I apologize. That was number 91, Ellis Griffin.
9:17 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0. Pittman will bring Aaron Pierce to our side. Double tight end set. Again to the tailback, right up the middle. He finds a hole and squirts out to the 10-yard line. It goes from second and nine to it's going to be third and five out to the 10. And that was Darius Dean on the carry for the Rams. We have got a packed house, just a few empty seats, very, very few here at Martin Stadium. Pittman again, now in the I formation. Brings Pierce to the near side. Brandon Roberts in man coverage out here. Again, gives it to the tailback. Tries to bust outside. We grab his jersey. He gets across the 10. Pick up about 2 yards. Dean on the carry. And Bill will be forced down, and the Rams will have to punt.
Yeah, it looked like Tyquan Lang and Ellis Griffin again in there just making that tackle. Grabbed a jersey as he tried to get by. And that's going to put him in a fourth down situation. They'll have to punt.
Zach Copeland comes in.
Who's their punter? That's number six is their punter.
That will be
Toyas Avery.
Toyas Avery, also running back, standing in the end zone. 7:56 to go here in the first quarter. We've got Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lane back deep to receive. We'll rush five. One man coming off the corner jumps. Oh, and there's a flag.
And that'll be a first down.
And Bill, from the looks of where the marker is on the far side, they'll get 5 yards. That should be enough to get them a first down.
Yeah, excuse me. They're sitting at fourth and three. That'll give them a 5-yard penalty and a first down. The in high school, if you jump, whether the ball snapped or not, if a flag is thrown immediately, it's offsides. And in college and in professional, if the defender jumps off, he can get back before the snap. But sometimes people get confused in those rules.
I had lunch with a couple of officials today and learned a new rule today that had changed that I didn't know had changed.
So first down and 10 now for the Rams at the 17-yard line.
He has got Avery at the tailback position. To Avery again over the left side, and he'll get back maybe to the line of scrimmage and a yard if that. 7:25 to go here in the first quarter, leading 7-0.
D'Angelo Edmonds, number 65, in on the tackle for our Vikings, playing that nose spot right over the ball.
And that is our Vikings leading 7-0. Want to remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show, Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. 6:45 is airtime. Coach Mack and I sit down at 7 o'clock. Pittman in the shotgun for the first time tonight. Two receivers far side, keeps a back on either side of him, and they're standing shoulder to shoulder. Munman's moving. Another call as it goes to number 5. He gets over the left side, got a hole, and that is Joe Rockett. As Rockett gets out almost to the 24, gets to the 24-yard line, but I swore he was moving before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, Brandon Roberts and number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Trey Jackson, the junior, getting the call from the sideline, and he's just giving it to his teammate. 6:20 to go here, first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0.
Third and 3 for the Rams.
In the I formation. Double tight end. Single receiver to the far side. Again to Avery over the left side. He has the first down as he gets across the 25 up to almost the 30-yard line.
And I tell you, the number 70 for the Vikings, Chandler Sumlin, in there on the tackle for the Vikings. But that offensive line is manhandling our defensive line right now and opening some holes for these Ram running backs to get some, pick up some short yards.
Bill, I was wrong. That was Joe Rockett that carried the ball, and he just hobbled off the field. First and 10 for the Rams out to their 30-yard line. They bring Pierce to the near side in the I formation. Pittman under center, and they jump.
Got an offsides or legal motion against the Rams.
So that'll back them up 5. This is Military Appreciation Night. If you're said, I still want to find something to do, there's still plenty of time to get out here. Bring your family. Go to the visitor side. Show them your military ID. You and your whole family get in for free.
Want to remind our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We'll give you updates, things going on in the game throughout the evening. If you can't make it here to Martin Stadium, follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.
Number 84, that is Jesse Haynes, is checked in at wide receiver. He'll come to the near side. Avery goes back to the Avery in the backfield with Pittman. Pittman sends two receivers to the far side.
They're still waiting to get the ball set, the chain set. Conversation on the sideline with the Lounge coaches. First and 15, 5:47 left in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. This is the first drive for the Newton Rams.
And we had them stop back inside the 10-yard line, or inside the 15 until we jumped. Pittman in the shotgun, directing traffic, looking at 5-man front. He gives it to Avery right up the middle, gets hit in the backfield, ball's on the ground, and the Vikings have recovered.
And there is a fumble. Let's see who recovered that fumble. Number 2, Tyquan Lang on the recovery, but a strip nonetheless by our Lounge High Vikings as he went through the line. I apologize. We don't have who stripped the ball, but nonetheless, Vikings take over first down.
First and 10 from the Newton Ram 27-yard line. And here comes the junior, Seth Carlo. He'll bring the Vikings out. It'll be his first series at quarterback. Malik Roberts, wide receiver our side, now goes to the far side. Bergman, Brown, and Orr in the backfield. Brown in motion, gives to Brown around the left side, through a hole by one man, two still on his feet, spins. And they'll haul him down around the 15-yard line. They'll give him 12 yards on the carry, Bill, and a first down to the 15.
Yeah, number 4 for the Rams, that's Christopher Franklin, and number 7, Kingsley Ejike, who is one of our impact players tonight, makes the tackle for the Rams.
Brown comes out, and Jordan Williams checks in. 5:24 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. First and 10 from the Rams 16-yard line. Carlo under center. Barks out signals. Looks at a six-man front. Bergman in motion. Gives it to Orr right up the middle, and Orr gets down to the 10-yard line, and there's a flag, and I bet they call motion on our Vikings.
Yeah, I'm afraid that from that side where they threw the flag, that's what we're going to get called. Let's see what that mark-off is. 5:08 here left in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0.
Illegal procedure.
They'll mark it back to the Ram 21.
Guys, they got us for a six on the line that play. So we didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage. I heard the ref come over and let our coaches know.
Thank you, Marty. Carlo, barking out signals, puts Orr in motion. Brown in motion around the left side, got blockers out in front, gets to the corner, down the sidelines it goes. Pike walks the sideline, touchdown, Kevin Brown.
And we have another flag, though. Hold on. It's at the 10-yard line. We might get an offensive hold. Let's see.
That's exactly right, Bill. They got a hold on our receiver out here on this side. I believe the receiver did have his jersey, but they did get him there, a hold about the 9, 10-yard line, so this will come back.
What a great run by Tevin Brown as he got around the corner, but that may be why he got the corner, was from the hold.
Well, that's part of it, Bill. I also want to say, we talked a little bit about our wingbacks blocking earlier in the game. Nick Bergman had a great block on that play, downfield, about 10 yards downfield, and unfortunately it was all for naught.
First down and about 13, back to almost to the 20-yard line, and Stevenson in at quarterback now. Malik Roberts, wide receiver near side. We got Williams in motion. They give it to Williams, looks for a hole. High one man, two. They drag him down inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line.
Tyquan Lang on the carry. Tackled, looks like, by number 28. That's Robbie Wallace for the Rams.
Now Williams checks in. Tyquan checks out. Kevin Brown comes in. Nick Bergman comes out. It'll be second and 8. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. This is our second drive of the night. Single tied in. That's to our side of the field. They're in a four-man front. Stand a linebacker up right up the middle. And number 36, Kevin Orr, has nowhere to go. And it'll be third and about 8.
Yeah, the Rams just stood him up on the line of scrimmage. Picked up a little bit, but not quite.
Christian Parker checks in. And we're showing double tight ends right now. Or at the fullback position. Williams wing back our side. Brown in motion towards us. Gives to Brown. Looking for a hole. Tries to cut outside by one man, two. Slips by one. Runs over a linebacker down at the 5-yard line. Bill, he's going to be close to the first down.
He is. He just stepped out of bounds. And they do say it is a first down.
So it'll be first and goal for our Vikings from down at the 5-yard line.
3:18 left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. This is our second drive. Third drive.
Valdosta leads Brooks 3-0. Stevenson looking for the signal from the sidelines. Has it. Again, we're in that double tight end. Ball on near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Williams in motion to our side. Cuts back inside, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and no more.
There were five white jerseys nailing him right there at the line of scrimmage. Number 25, Anthony Durham there to lead the tackle.
Again, we're waiting on the signals from the sidelines.
Second and 5 now. Second and goal from the 5.
Stevenson slides under center. We're at the 2:45 mark of the first quarter. We lead it 7-0. Puts Bergman in motion. give it to Bergman, looking for a hole, cuts back inside, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman, on a great misdirection play as he just cut it through the middle, and the Vikings go up now 13-0 awaiting the extra point.
Here comes Seth Carlo out to attempt. Luke Mars checks the hole, and Gonzalez the kick. We swing that gate over. Looked like there was a little confusion right there on what we were going to do. And whistle blows.
Let's see what we got. Just everybody reset. Let's do it again. Their high snap. Down, kicks up.
And it's good. And with 2:35 to go first quarter, Vikings lead at 14-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break. There, high end over end kick, and Pierce takes it at the 1 yard line. He's up to the 5, the 10, 15, 20, still on his feet. A flag down at the 20 yard line. Let's see what we're going to have. And while we're waiting on that, let's go to Taylor Biddle and our Page Heating and Air stat report.
That last drive for the Vikings was 2 minutes and 47 seconds off the clock. Eight total plays for 27 yards, resulting in a 5-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman. Your Vikings lead 14-0 with 2 minutes and 27 seconds left in the first quarter.
The legal block in the back. Let's go down to the sidelines for Marty for a quick update from Marty Rogers.
Guys, your commercial banking company sideline report. Watching on the sidelines of Newton, Joe Rocket, their leading rusher so far, came out of the game last series. They took his shoe off, taped his ankle up, saw him running on the sidelines. It looks like he's back in the game. I do not see their leading rusher from last week, though, number one. I don't even see him on the sidelines dressed out at all. So not sure what's the story there, but their leading rusher from last week is not playing so far.
That's Darius Dean. And Bill?
Want to thank Commercial Banking Company for their support of the sideline report.
That was a block in the back. Penalty pushes the Rams back to the 10-yard line. First and 10 from there. They're in the offset eye. They give it to the tailback. He gets hit in the backfield. And we'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And as soon as he gets up, I'll have that number for you. That is number 3, James Hardiman.
And in on the tackle for the Vikings, number 32, Brian Bell. He just got back there in the backfield, wrapped him up. Almost a tackle for loss, but no gain. It's still second and 10.
The five-man defensive front for our Vikings, two linebackers, and we have swapped those linebackers out right now. Pittman, double tight end, eye four, offset eye, single receiver. Again to the tailback, right up the middle, they play in smash-mouth football. Look at them drive and push down there. Looks like a rugby scrum the way they're going at it, and they'll pick up Billy getting maybe 4 yards, be third and 6 from on the 14.
No, it's closer to 3. We'll see when they get it marked. Nobody, it's hard to tell who made the tackle. Man, they just were all the Vikings there to make that tackle. Yeah, you are right. I'll give you credit. We're showing 3rd and 7. It is 1-2. It is 3 yards.
So 3rd and 7, our stat guys are great. They bring two receivers near side. That's Darian Kinsey and number 11, Desmond Billingsley. Pittman drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch, in and out of the hands of number 24, David Comer.
Yeah, I mean, that ball was in his hands. All he had to do was catch it and turn around. At least he would have had the first down. Maybe heard some footsteps, and that'll bring up 4th down for the Rams.
There's a minute two to go here in the fourth quarter. Minute two to go in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. Bergman and Jordan Williams back deep to receive.
It looks like their punter again, number 8. Or is that 8 or 6?
Can't tell from here.
Looks like Toya Savory still.
There's a snap. Gets the ball off. Williams makes the catch at the 40 and falls down.
Yeah, line drive punt. Williams caught it on the run. Looks like he tripped over his own feet. Inside a minute now, 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0 over the Rams of Newton High School.
And we'll take over at the Rams, 38 and a quarter yard. I had to get one in like that, Bill.
I got you.
just outside the 38-yard line. There comes Seth Carlo back. Our big offensive line, those Sons of Thunder. Number 61, Larry Scarborough. 74, Tyler Altman. Big Anthony Chandler, number 76. 57, Brian Rowe, our center. Six-man front. We give it to Brown around the left side looking for a hole. Finds one, but it closes quickly. But he still picks up about 2 yards, maybe three, down to the 36-yard line.
On the tackle, number 28, Robbie Wallace. What do you got, Marty?
Update across town. The Cats lead 3-0, but just fumbled a snap when they were punting out of their own end zone, and Brooks has the ball on the 1 yard line.
Wow.
We send two receivers far side. Bergman's one of them. Carlo in the shotgun, drops back, looks, throws, got a man wide open, almost intercepted by 24. Pass was intended, Bill, for number...
Looked like number 82.
And that was Jesse Samuel.
Yeah, and he was wide open. He had beat his man, and Seth laid it short. Third down now, 3rd and 7 for the Vikings at the Rams' 35-yard line.
Carlo in the shotgun, two receivers far side, Malik Roberts, and they jump.
Easy five.
Mark them off. So instead of 3rd and 8, we can have a 3rd and 3.
Nice cadence by Seth Carlo, got the Rams to jump. Makes it a real manageable 3rd down.
He's got Kevin Orr. Eric Torrey comes in now. Let's see if the play changes. They bring two receivers near side. That's Chris Hill and Bergman. Keeps Tyquan Lang in the backfield with him. There's a snap. Gives it to Lang. Looking for a hole by one man, two. Ooh!
He's going to be short.
He is going to be short as he gets to the 30-yard line. Needed to get down to the 28. And, Bill, that's the end of the first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air first quarter recap.
Guys, leading rushers for the Vikings is Tevin Brown, 6 carries, 26 yards. Nick Bergman has 2 touchdowns.
Seth Carlo in the shotgun. We'll be right back to you, Taylor, right after this. Jordan Williams as a wideout in man coverage over here. Carlo takes a snap and gives it to Brown around the left side. Got a hole by one man, two. Oh, ball comes out. It's on the ground, and Newton has come up with it.
Wait a minute, let's see.
Newton has come up with it, Bill, at their 24.
It is a fumble, and Newton has come up with it. Wow. Vikings had gotten the first down on the run, just could not hold on to the ball. After we get this all set here in a few minutes, we'll go back and Taylor will give us another updated recap on that first quarter. Thanks to Page Heating and Air for their support of these live in-game stats. I want to remind our listeners, go to our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll have these stats updated shortly after the game.
A big offensive line for Newton comes up. Pittman goes under center. Keeps one. He's got two guys in the back, offset eye, double tight end. They go right up the middle, and they'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see who that was on the tackle. Number 38, Dante Robinson for the Vikings, was there to wrap him up.
Taylor? Nope, he's
out.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
11:29, the clock running here in the second quarter. Vikings leading 14-0.
Darian Kinsey checks in. The other man, Aaron Pierce. Pittman comes over. We're in a five, because we've got a five-man front. And the officials, timeout Newton. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings leading 14-0 with 11:13 to go in the first half. In Martin Stadium, Pittman slides under center. Two receivers far side. Ball goes to Avery over the left side. Nope, he keeps it. Looking downfield. Sells out in the flats. Had a man wide open.
And
that
hits
is
him.
Number 9, Darian Kinsey. Hits him for the first down, and he falls down with nobody near him.
Yeah, he had snuck out, came out, lined up on the left side, snuck across the zone, came into that open space on the right there, and just nobody was there.
Bill Valwood leads Flint River 34-7. Thomas Central and Marist 7-7. Tiff County 28-0 over Hoot. Houston County and Cook 23-0 over Crisp. And there is a player down. While we've got a player down, do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead, Taylor.
The Vikings have 52 total yards of offense. Most of those have been rushing. Like I said, Tevin Brown's your leading rusher. Nick Bergman, 2 carries for 10 yards, but he has 2 touchdowns. For the Newton Rams, their leading rusher is number 6. He's got 7 carries for 15 yards. And Hardeman, number 3, he's got 2 carries for 3 yards. And that is your Page Heating and Air stat report with 11 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the half. Your Vikings are leading 14 to nothing.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle.
Wes, the injured player for Newton Rams is number 77, Darren Garner. That's a senior offensive lineman they've got. Big kid, done well tonight. And he's looks like he's hurt his right ankle. And they're trying to get him up now to get him off the field.
And he is up, but he is favoring that right ankle, looks like.
And that is a big, big young man they've got. It will be first and 10, Newton. Out at their own 38-yard line. 11:02 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. Ball on the far hash mark. Newton going from right to left on your radio dial. Newton in white jerseys and those navy blue pants. Our Vikings all crimson.
That was a 15-yard pass for Newton to give them that first down.
And Pittman fooled me because I thought he gave it to Avery over the left side and just rolled out. We go back to a five-man front. They're in an offset eye. Single receiver, far side. They bring him toward us. The ball's on the ground. Pittman picks it up, and they'll lose a couple of yards.
Yeah, he just lost the handle on it underneath the center. Very fortunate to pick it back up, and it's a loss for the Rams of about 2 yards.
Lounge High Coaches Show at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue, Tuesday night at 6:45. It's on. We're on the air. Coach Mack and I'll sit down at 7 o'clock, and Marty and Bill and TBT Taylor Biddletime will have updates for you throughout the coaches' show. You'll want to be there. We have our own menu, our own room. It's a lot of fun with the Viking coaches. Aaron Pierce goes to the far side. Now they send number 11 Desmond Billingsley to that side also. Snap goes to Pittman keeps it. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Billingsley. Enough for another first down, and that was just right across the middle, underneath our safety and behind the linebackers in that kind of no-man's land, Bill.
Yeah, about a 12-yard gain and another first down from the Newton Rams. They have found a little soft spot in the zone, and we're leaving a hole there as the linebackers are rushing the line.
We've got Brian Bell at one linebacker, and number 42, that is Elijah Curtis at the other. Pittman slides under center. We're showing blitz off the corner. They give it to Avery trying to get outside. Bergman's got to know it's not Bergman.
That's number 42, Elijah Curtis.
Curtis got a hold of Avery and Pearson pulled him down after about a 2-yard gain. So it'll be second and 8 as they're at our 48-yard line.
What you got, Taylor?
Guys, got an update out of Moultrie. It is 0-0. Lovejoy has missed 2 field goals, knocking on the door. Second quarter, 8 minutes and 23 seconds to go.
Here we're in the second quarter with 9:19 the clock running. Vikings leading 14 to nothing. But Newton has found a little bit of offensive life here, Wes.
They're sending Pierce to the far side. Bring the tight end to the near side. Offset eye, 5-man front for our Vikings. Again, Pittman looking to pass, rolls right. Look, there comes the rush. Flying duck up in the air, bounces around, and we knock it away.
We were real lucky in that one, Wes. Our defenders, that was Tyquan Lang and number 31, Brandon Roberts back there, they jumped a little early. That ball came up and over them on the jump, and there was still an opportunity for the receiver from Newton to make that catch. It was just a little further overthrown.
That was Aaron Pierce. It'll be third and a long 8 with 8:59 to go here in the half. Kinsley and Billingsley to the far side, 2 receivers near side. First time we've seen that twin look. We're showing blitz. He goes up. Oh, and down he goes.
And there's a sack in the backfield. That was number 70. Chandler Sumlin from that defensive line gets the sack.
And I think you'll give Mr. Bell, Brian Bell, number 32, an assist on that one. Ball was snapped. Quarterback went back. But we came on the jailhouse break, split the lineman, and got in there. So it'll be fourth and 11 back at their 49-yard line. And going back deep to punt will be Aaron Pierce. He will punt, standing about the Newton 35. We have Williams and Bergman back deep to receive for our Vikings. There's a snap. High, high, high kick. Nick Bergman takes it, drops it, and Newton has received. No, he fell back on it.
No, Newton got it. They're pointing the other way. That was number 31 for Newton, who fell on the ball. That was Nick White. Who was that making that? Was that
Nick
Williams?
It was Bergman that made the catch.
Williams is coming off.
So is Bergman.
Okay, so Bergman, it hits him in the hands. And the ball was really high. He was trying to catch it above his head.
Ball on the far hash mark on our 23-yard line. Pittman will go under center for the Rams. Single receiver near side, offset eye. Double tight end. Five-man front for our Vikings. Pittman gives it to the tailback. Right up the middle goes number three, James Hardiman. And he'll pick up. They're going to give him about 5 yards on that carry as he gets inside our 20-yard line down to about the 18. It is. Lovejoy leads Colquitt 6-0. It's going to be second and six. A short six, a long five. Again, that offset eye. Pittman under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Hardiman again up the middle. And he'll get down across the 15, down to about the 14.
And they're going to give him, through the 14, it looks like, Wes.
And that'll probably be third and about two. And that offensive line for Hardiman is just pushing our defensive line back right. Newton. That was Hardiman running the ball, but they're opening that hole for Hardiman.
Clock running. It's 7 minutes now left in the second quarter. Vikings still lead 14-0. But Newton is threatening now inside Viking territory at the 14-yard line. It's third and a long one.
Nathan Brantley checks in at linebacker for our Vikings. Pittman again to Hardiman. He's going to be awfully close to that first down. Marty, you might be able to check on the sidelines and see what's up with number 17. He's not in the game right now, our starting linebacker.
All right, it is a first down.
6:19 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-0. But Newton is threatening. First and 10 from our 12-yard line. Referee winds the clock. They send Aaron Pierce to the far side. Keep Hardaway in the backfield at tailback. Again, it goes to Hardaway. Nope.
Fumble.
And it does go to Hardaway, and he fumbles the ball.
And Vikings get it.
They say we recover. And we'll take over first and 10 from our 12-yard line. And here comes Alex Stevenson, the senior. He brings our Vikings out on the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 5:58 to go in the half. We lead it 14-0.
Our stats guys are getting worn out on fumbles tonight. Great education, though, right?
Williams in the backfield with Stevenson. He's in the shotgun. Seven-man front. Stevenson rolls right. Looks. Got Williams open. Makes the catch. Turns at the 20, still on his feet. There's a face mask as they pulled him down at the 22-yard line.
And Williams just ran out of his shoe about the 18-yard line. We have a flag that threw early down here about the 36-yard line, then a late flag right there. Let's see what they actually enforce here.
Now, I know the late flag is going to be the face mask.
Right, let's see check the first flag first. That's going to make the difference in whether this play stands or whether...
Bill, the first thing you saw, I think, was a beanbag he threw. I'm not sure. I think he was reaching for his flag because it's right in front of me, and I think he grabbed the beanbag by mistake. But one thing to mention, too, Taekwon Lane's been out some. He looks like he's been tired, gassing a little bit. Now Jordan Williams just came out with cramps. Wes, you talked about the weather. It's now playing a part.
Marty, check and see what's up with 17. He hasn't been in the last couple of plays.
Wes, he's got his helmet off. He's been walking on the sidelines. I can't tell what's wrong, but I'll try to find out.
That commercial banking sideline report by Marty Rogers. We thank you.
Commercial Banking Company, want to thank you for your support. The whole thing.
Stevenson in the shotgun. Ball out to the 27-yard line. Oh, he calls a snap, and they jump. Now, are they going to say we drew him, or are they going to say he jumped, Bill?
No, I mean, that's just a cadence by the quarterback. Seth Carlo got him to jump. Now Alex Stevenson's got him to jump. And that'll give us five more yards and bring it to first and five for the Vikings now at about the 32-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Stevenson takes a snap. Gives it to number four, Amon Brown, over the left side. I think the Double Deuce has enough for the first down, I think.
They are stopping the clock. Yes, sir, they call it a first down, so it's a five-yard carry. And that'll bring up first and 10 now for the Vikings.
5:27 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-0. It's been a tough physical ball game so far for our Vikings. Stevenson again in the shotgun. Amon Brown in the backfield with him. Bergman at wide receiver on the near side. He's in man coverage. They backed off him, giving him a little space. He switches Brown to his left. Seven-man front. Ball up to Brown by one man, two, three. And he was off to the races. If he had not been, he gets out to the 45, but he was tripped up by one of the Rams' defensive backs.
Well, Amon Brown, just a sophomore, still is finding his way, learning to run. He keeps himself low to the ground. He's a great runner, but he also he's got to learn to pick his feet up just a little bit, and he'll pick that up as this season goes on. 4:45 left in the second quarter. Vikings still leading 14-0. It is second and three now for the Vikings. Just short of midfield, they're about the 45-yard line.
Stevenson in the shotgun. He's got two receivers near side. Brown and back there in the backfield with him. Looks, throws out to Bergman. They're looking for a little bubble screen. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Gets back to the line, and that's as far as he fights his way back to the line of scrimmage. And that's as far as he's going to get. It'll be third and about three, a long, long three.
The Rams read that very well on that bubble screen, Wes, just as you said. They were able to get back there. And Bergman, however, if Bergman could have broke that a tackle or two, there was nobody else downfield, though.
Berrien leads Brantley County 27-0. And Rob Armstrong's second outing as a head coach back here in Georgia. Bergman in motion. We give it to Bergman around the right side. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Still on his feet. Close to the first down.
It's right. The mark is right in front of us. I don't know. He needed to get past the 48-yard line, and I don't know if he's going to be past it.
The official is going to stop the clock.
He's going to be just about to the 49. No, I'm sorry. He's going to be just short of the 48. I don't think he's going to be a first down.
And they're going to have to measure it and bring the chains all the way across the field. 3:39 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-0.
Yeah, we're going to be, that's from our vantage point, it's right in front of you, Wes. It looks like the tip of the ball might be touching the 48-yard line, and it looked like we needed to be just past the 48.
Like to remind everybody, it's going to be short by about a length of a football. Remind everybody, the Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. We're on the air at 6:45 on 99.5 Kicks Country. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about this.
3:39 left here in the second quarter. Vikings are facing a fourth down and very, very short. Still in their own territory, just shy of the 48-yard line. And the Vikings are going to go for it. 14-0 they lead, and
he's got Bergman, Tevin Orr, and Tevin Brown in the backfield. That straight wing T. Double tied in. Puts Brown in motion. Gives it to Brown around the left side by one man, two. He's going to get to the corner. He has the first down as they run him out of bounds in Ram territory down at the 47-yard line.
Dangerous play, really, by Tevin Brown. He wanted to turn it up, but his speed, and against a team that maybe doesn't have as much speed, he was able to catch that outside corner. Remind our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We'll keep you up to date with scores and stats and all sorts of things going on. First down and 10 now for the Vikings.
Ball on the far hash mark. Bergman in motion towards us. He gives it to
the fullback.
To fullback. That is Tevin Orr right up the middle, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and no more. Clock down to 3:15 and counting here in the first half. Vikings leading it 14-0.
This first half has gone by a little faster tonight than it did last Friday night.
Jerome Daniels checks in now. He'll line up at fullback behind Stevenson. With Brown at wingback on our side, Bergman wingback on the far side. Five-man front for the Rams. We give it to Bergman. He's looking for a block, looking for a hole, still on his feet by one man, too. Oh, as he fights his way across the 40 down to the 35. Bill, they won't tackle him until he gets to the 34 and a first down.
I thought he was going to be tackled just beyond short of the 40, and he was able to just turn it up inside. And that's that Nick Bergman, the way he's run now as a senior. He has turned and developed into a great running back. 11 yards on the carry, and it's another first down for the Vikings in Rams territory. 2:39 left in the half. We lead 14-0.
Stevenson under center, double tied in for our Vikings. We've got Lang in motion. Gives it to Bergman on the counter around the left side by one man, two. They're having to pull him down, Bill. He's going to pick up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards.
Did you see that son of thunder? Number 76, Anthony Chandler, afforded Bergman maybe two more yards.
And he just got, that's why we call him the Sons of Thunder, our big offensive line. They just push people out of the way, and the official stops the clock. And why is this, Mr. Official?
It's a timeout.
Newton.
Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football. The Vikings lead 14-0 in the second quarter.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with the Osman, Wild Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs. But let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers for a sideline report.
Guys, I'm down here trying to figure out some of these injuries updates. We obviously do have a human night. Some kids are coming off gas and cramping. We do have 17. Trey Jackson is walking around without his helmet. Looks fine, but I don't think he's going back in tonight.
That's a Commercial Banking Company sideline report. We appreciate that. Stevenson slides under center with Daniels at the fullback. He has Williams in motion, rolls right, looking downfield, got a man wide open, throws down and out of bounds. But he had number 40, is that 46?
Yes. Bill?
Christian Parker open there for just a moment as he got in behind that safety.
But a good heads-up play. He rolled out, found somebody near the sidelines, and threw it over their head to get it out of bounds. And that'll bring up third down now and one.
Down at the ball at the 26-yard line. Man in motion. Pitch out to Williams. Williams has the first down as he crosses the 25, and they'll bring him down at the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Vikings from there. That's a 6-yard carry by Jordan Williams.
Number 11, Desmond Billingsley in on the tackle for the Rams, but it is first down, as you said, for the Vikings. Clock running inside of 2 minutes, 1:43.
And we're in that hurry-up offense. Stevenson looks at the five-man front. Gives it to Daniels at the line of scrimmage, and Daniels will pick up a couple of yards down to about the 18 as they push him back.
I watched Alex Stevenson went in there and threw a block for him as well to try and get him a little bit more yardage. 1:25 left here in the second quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. And we got a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium, a minute 25 to go first. Half Vikings leading 14-0. Trying to put a few more points on the board. It's going to be second and 7 for the Vikings from the Newton 18-yard line.
Let's go to Taylor.
Guys, got a Page Heating and Air stat report update. Still our leading rusher is Tevin Brown, 8 rushes for 39 yards. Nick Bergman right behind him, 5 carries for 32 yards. Nick's got 2 touchdowns. Leading rushers for The Newton Rams is Troy Avery, number 6, with 8 carries for 16 yards.
Stevenson in the shotgun. Twins to the far side of the field. Single receiver near side. Drops back, looks. Throws a comeback to number 24. That is Kenny Moore off his fingertips. That'll stop the clock with a minute 21 to go and make it 3rd and 8.
Yeah, Kenny Moore was there. It was a high pass. Had to come back for it. An awkward position for him to try and make the catch.
No surprise from the coast. Camden leaves Lovejoy 35-0. Yeah, I just give a minute 21 to go. Taylor's on me because I'm not giving time enough.
Colquitt's playing Lovejoy.
I'm sorry, Camden's beating Johnson 35-0.
And Lovejoy's leading Colquitt 6-0. All right, third down and 8 now for the Vikings.
Roberts, Brandon Roberts, and Jordan Williams go far side. Kenny Moore, Nick Bergman. Now we put Bergman in motion. Give it to Bergman around the left side. And
somebody, no flag. Is that a timeout?
I have no idea.
Delay a game after a timeout. My goodness, you got to hate that.
He dropped the flag back there.
I see it now back there in the back. So a delay a game moves it back 5 yards.
So it'll be 3rd and about 12 from back at the 23-yard line. We've got to get down to around the 10-yard line. So 3rd and 13, we've got to get to the 10. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Stevenson drops back, there comes a rush. Tucks the ball, starts to run, got plenty of room, runs over one man, still on his feet. Alex Stevenson inside the 10-yard line, 1st and goal for our Vikings. And boy, Bill Osborne, did he not look like a fullback or a tight end when he took the ball and took off. The linebacker come up, and he said, "I ain't sliding," dropped his shoulder and run over him.
Yeah, that's one of those things that Stevenson brings us, is that he's able to make great runs from that quarterback position. Let's check and see what the distance on that run was. 14 yards on the carry and a first down.
1st and goal from the 9. Stevenson in the shotgun, looks, throws out in the flats, catch made by Jerome Daniels. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be 2nd and 9 from there. We're inside 1 minute to go. 50 seconds here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-0. Clock is running. And now we've got a timeout. With that, we'll take another, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and a whole Viking voice crew. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Vikings leading 14-0. It's 2nd and goal from the 9-yard line. Would like to put some more points on the board as Newton will get the ball to open the third quarter.
Nick Bergman looks like they're working on his equipment.
Alex Stevenson is not only does he quarterback, he's also equipment man because he just fixed Bergman. We've got two receivers near side. Bergman just to the right of Stevenson. Ball on the near hash mark. 5-man front. We give it to Bergman over the left side. Got hit by one man and gets pile drive as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. And
that's Kingsley Ajayke on the tackle.
Clock's running. It's going to be 3rd and goal.
Ball still on the 9-yard line.
Moving receivers around. We've got trips to the far side. Kenny Moore, single receiver near side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Two of them. There they come. Stevenson drops back. Throws out to Bergman. And we're going to have roughing the passer.
Bergman, that was a little dump off underneath. And Bergman, there really wasn't anybody around him. But the pass was not. No, it's not roughing the passer. We're going to get holding.
Oh, I thought it was going to get rough in the passer because Bergman, Stevenson was under a lot of pressure and just had to dump it off. Could not quite get to Bergman. If it had gotten the pass to Bergman, Bergman would have scored. But now they're going to call holding on our Vikings.
Yeah, they said the offensive lineman there was holding as he was trying to come past him.
That'll back it up 10 yards from where the flag was, and now
that only brings up still 3rd down, right? And they've sent the field goal unit out with 3rd down. Only 5 seconds left in the half.
Gonzalez to attempt a 39-yard field goal attempt, almost straight ahead. Morris checks the hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. up, and there's a flag as it was the ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Or it was a timeout.
Timeout Vikings. We'll just keep it right here.
Four seconds. The clock ticked off one there as there was a timeout called.
Got an update. Valdosta now leads Brooks County 10-7 over at Baysmore Hyder.
That's always a tough game for Valdosta.
Lanier leads Calhoun 12-8. Eagles Landing Christian Academy is taking it to Clinch County 40-0. Some scores. Thomas Central and Marist still tied. Valwood 34, Flint River 7. Tiff now leads Houston County 28-7. Cook leads Chris 30-0. And Lovejoy still leads Cockwit 6-0. Braves 1, Mets nothing in the bottom of the 6th. Now we're going to set it down and do it again. Carlo to hold. Snap. Mars check to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up, and it's good. From 39 yards out with no time on the clock. Vikings take a 17-0 lead, and Marty Rogers will have Coach Mack as they head off the field.
Coach, tough first half, but you're able to go into the locker room with a 17-0 lead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we played a little sloppy at times, you know. I tell you, they got some athletes, man.
They do, Coach. They do. That has to be big, though. The big field goal right there, 39-yarder right there in the half. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, we just got to come out and play second half.
Good luck, Coach.
All righty, Marty, we thank you. And
that was the equipment part supply coach's interview.
We appreciate that. And we are now headed to, we'll take us a break. And when the Vikings lead 17-0, we'll take a 5-minute break. When we come back, we've got the head man, our new superintendent, Wes Taylor, will be with us right after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.